Well,
come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Baby, you can't go wrong.
Hello, I'm Al Clark, and I'm here with Dave Sibrey, owner and publisher of the West Virginia Explorer. And we're talking about the white thing in the new game, Fallout 76. Dave, what is the white thing?
The white thing is probably, of all the beasts that we've reported about at West Virginia Explorer, the white thing may well be the most ferocious of the beasts, and perhaps one of the lesser knowns. It lives, reportedly, in the mountains of southern West Virginia, in southern Kanawha County, around the Kanawha, Fayette County, Raleigh County, Boone County borders, south of the capital. Not high mountains, but treacherous terrain. These are mountains that rise to peaks and are difficult to get through.
Now, what is the wild thing? I mean, what does it look like? How does it behave?
As much as I know, it is white. It's been described as a white beast with a huge mouth full of teeth and, I believe, bloodshot eyes. And it has a scream, unlike some of the other monsters that are encountered in West Virginia. This one seems to scream, and its scream is shrill and terrifying. And people who live in those areas, and according to legend here, this scream know exactly what it is. And as I said, unlike some of the other monsters that we encounter, this one actually seems to be violent. We've talked in some of our earlier discussions about a snarly owl, which comes and goes and frightens people, but doesn't seem to be too vicious. Also, the beast of Grafton, this headless hulk of a beast, doesn't seem to interact in a ferocious way with people. As far as we know, according to legend, beast of this white thing attacks, and it attacks. I don't know that it's attacked people. I've read that it has attacked cattle and sheep, you know.
Who would have ever thought that reporting on some of the West Virginia folklore of monsters several years ago would have brought so much attention today with this new game?
I certainly never would have. I mean, I felt that the lore of West Virginia would become valuable again to certain people, but I had no idea that a video game would be the springboard for this renewed interest. And we're certainly getting volumes, vast numbers of people in the hundreds per day, or certainly thousands per week, visiting our pages on West Virginia monsters.
Looking at the or reading up on the folklore, correct?
Is it? Yeah. I believe in some people, I'm not the only one, certainly, believe that it's possible the programmers have programmed the lore into the behavior behind the monster. And therefore, I expect it's possible, if anything's possible, that this beast will be among the most frightening and vicious. Certainly, as West Virginia lore goes, I would judge that it is the most vicious.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
And we still, we're going to look at, we still have, what, the Mothman? And there was, what was the
Mothman and the Green Monster of Braxton County, also known as the Braxton County Monster, a.k.a. the Flatwoods Monster. And we'll be going to visit, as we have all of these sites, we'll be actually going to visit again to see what we can find, definitely through journalism, possibly through some videography at the same time.
And everybody can follow you on your newsletter.
Fallout WV newsletter. You can find that at wvexplorer.com. I would assume by now, if you Google Fallout WV, you'll find it. You can also find us on the YouTube channel for West Virginia Explorer.
Great, great. Well, we thank you. Looking forward to hearing about the Mothman and the green. What is it?
The Green Monster of Braxton County. Oh, yes. Plenty more to learn.
Thank you.